Welcome back to the One Thing Podcast. Is there anybody out there that needs some encouragement today? Is there a point in your life right now where maybe you're thinking something new needs to occur? I need to go deeper with God. There's more to the way that I'm living. There is more to this life. Well, I have a special word from the book of Isaiah today. It's Isaiah chapter 54. And if you get the chance to read this entire chapter, I encourage you to do that as well, as it's an incredible message from the Lord. But I'm just going to read verse 4, and it says, "Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood." And God, you know, he makes this very clear. Do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Imagine a time in your life where maybe you were bound by shame because of sinfulness, because of maybe wickedness in our hearts, or something that's happened that's caused you to wallow in shame. Well, as we come to God, he is saying no longer do you have to live in shame, but God is breaking his people forward. And this is my favorite part. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. Our past, if we allow it, can hold us back. It can hold us back from God. It can cause us to be pessimistic. It can cause us to, you know, continue to be stopped up in unbelief. But through the word of God and through his power, when we read, "Do not be afraid," and as God is calling us in and he's saying to come out of your shame, come to me, lay all the things that you need to lay at my feet and let me, you know, bring you close to myself. Let me help you break through. You know, as we're hearing these words from God, our past doesn't have to hold us back anymore, but it can be the very thing that blesses our future. Everything that we've ever been through, everything that we face, what the devil had meant for evil, God can turn around. And I believe truly, according to the word of the Lord, that this is a season that God is turning things around. Will you come to the word today? Will you meditate on this scripture? You know, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. If God is for us, who can be against us? Think about that. He is looking to demonstrate his glory and his people and to show the world what he can do by his mighty power. So if you are in discouragement, if the past seems to entangle you, if there's a breakthrough that you need, may you come into this word where God is saying, do not be afraid. Seek me. Do not, you know, run away, but run toward me. You don't have to hide from my presence, but begin to draw near to me, and I will also draw near to you. Today, do not be afraid, but look to the Lord your God, and may he, in this wonderful season where we're reflecting the birth of his son, where we're reflecting the great gift of the Lord Jesus Christ that brings us to the Father, may you be blessed. May you be delivered. May you stand in a new place with God, even this hour, to glorify his kingdom and to give him praise. Bless the Lord and bless each one of you and praise him for his mighty, powerful word.